In Haiti, weeks of political unrest nearly have destroyed the country's already faltering economy as looters wrecked businesses and frightened residents took shelter in their homes. As ousted President Jean-Bertrand Aristide returns temporarily to the region from Africa, an interim Haitian government is trying to plan for the nation's recovery. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Port-au-Prince that it could take years.
28-year-old Haitian businessman Robert Chiron owns a multi-million dollar import company in Port-au-Prince, or at least he did, 2 weeks ago when President Jean-Bertrand Aristide fled Haiti under pressure from armed insurgents and the U.S. His supporters went on a rampage. They overran the industrial park where Chiron stored his imported ice cream and wines. Chiron says he tried to enter the complex with some 20 armed men, but was overwhelmed by the crowd and their weapons.
It was packed with people, just like if you let candy sit on the table and you see a bunch of ants there. It was exactly like that. It was complete full with people, and you couldn't identify who had guns, who did not have guns, and it would have been pretty much suicide going in there.
Chiron says looters stole everything, metal window frames, doors, his two toilets. What they couldn't carry out, they smashed. 1,000 jobs have been lost in that park alone. Haitian economists say the overall losses for Haiti have risen to hundreds of millions of dollars. For a country whose GNP is less than $1 billion a year, the news is devastating. In the shade of a giant tree on a dusty Port-au-Prince road, a dozen out-of-work Haitians assemble a makeshift charcoal barbecue out of corrugated tin. Daline Celeste, a 27-year-old woman pregnant with her fifth child, places withered-looking corn cobs on the flames. She hopes to sell them to passers-by. But she says her clients haven't been working since the unrest began.
Things will be normal again when our kids can go back to school and we can work. I'm a street merchant, but my clients buy on credit these days. A lot of people owe me money and cannot pay me.
Neighbor Astro Julio, a mason, says the international community must give aid right away to stave off a disaster.
For me, the first priority is investment, mostly in factories to give people jobs. But much work needs to be done before investment, either foreign or Haitian, will begin.
On the outskirts of Port-au-Prince, Haiti's only flour mill escaped looting only because local residents barricaded roads at the height of the chaos. Managing director Christian Fusina says before investors take a chance on Haiti again, the country must fix its crumbling infrastructure made worse by the fighting. He says his distributor's trucks crash regularly on Haiti's unpredictable roads.
From nice road to absolute disaster, and sometimes the bridge are fallen down and they have not been replaced. So trucks have to cross the river. And so some of them are not passable at all.
Fusina says the new government must also reinforce Haiti's demoralized police to create a sense of security. Leaders from another key industry, tourism, agree. At the Olufsen Hotel, a Port-au-Prince landmark, musicians from a local band called Rom rehearse by the shade-protected pool. The surrounding deck chairs are empty, and long have been, says owner Richard Morris. Tourists stopped coming here in the late 1980s, he says, in part because of political instability. He says he survives off journalists, aid workers, and the occasional art collector. Haiti was once a tourist's paradise, and he says with order it could be again.
But it's not worth it if the airport's going to close. It's not worth the risk if people are shooting downtown. It's not worth the risk if half the country is in one hand and half the country is in another hand.
Haiti's interim president and prime minister have named a new chief of police to begin reforming the ranks, but they're preparing for further trouble. Today, Aristide arrives in Jamaica and could stay for up to 2 months. His proximity is raising fears that Aristide's supporters, many of them still armed, could again take to the streets. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.